Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A lawyer addresses a jury in a courtroom decorated for the holidays.
Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as the evidence shows, my client is not only wrongly accused, but is a victim of corruption at the highest level.
Objection. Your Honor, there is no evidence that any other entities were involved in this case. The defense is purposely attempting to mislead the court.
You're on thin ice, Counselor.
My apologies, Your Honor. Opposing counsel is correct. We couldn't find any proof that my client was framed until we searched his office.
Officials enter the courtroom with boxes of files.
Your Honor, my client is innocent.
The defendant breathes heavily as the attorney hands a file to the judge.
This case is dismissed, and all charges are dropped.
The jurors applaud. The defendant hugs the attorney.
My name is cleared, and I'll be home in time for Christmas. Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome. And Counselor? You're out of order.
Title, Hands of Justice. Now, a woman in a blue blazer stands in front of an audience under the movie screen where Hands of Justice played.
We want to thank you all for your hard work on the season finale of Handsome Justice. We had a great season and we cannot wait to get back to work in the new year. Now please, everyone, ask Santa Claus to pick us up for another season. Mike, did you want to say a few words?
And turn down a captive audience? Never.
To me, this is a dream job, and it's a privilege to work with all of you. When I moved out here from New York, I didn't know what to expect, but together, we've built something really special that will hopefully continue for many years to come.
The network isn't sure about another season.
Haven't they seen our ratings? We almost beat that Pet Detective show.
Yeah, new corporate leadership, and you know how that goes.
Is there anything we can do?
Pray for a Christmas miracle. And keep this news to yourself. There's no point in worrying everyone over the holiday break.
Mike watches her walk away. Alone, he wanders over to the courtroom set of the show and takes a photo. His phone rings. His parents sit together at a table in front of a laptop. Mike looks into his phone to take the video call.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Hey. How's our favorite TV lawyer?
Good, good. All wrapped up for the season and everything is super, super good.
Great. Hopefully now you get some time off.
Yeah, maybe more than I'd like.
What was that?
I was just saying, yeah, I'll have some time off.
Oh, well, that's perfect because we have a project that we need your help with.
What kind of project?
Oh, one that's going to bring back all kinds of happy memories.
One that you cannot say no to, because it is for your beloved parents.
No way. You're not.
Bringing back the Christmas house, yes we are.
I know, it's been a long time.
Decades, actually.
And it's a lot of work.
So much work.
But we really want to do it one more time. Mm-hmm.
I'm finally retired now, and I've got a lot of time to be able to spend with you guys, and this is something we can do together.
That's right, but Christmas Eve is in 2 weeks. You guys do remember it used to take us an entire month to move out all the furniture, hang the decorations inside, outside the house, set up the animatronics. You can't do it all in 2 weeks.
Yes, we can. We've already called your brother, and he's got the bakery in for a remodel, and Jake can work from anywhere.
So they are coming tomorrow to help.
They are?
Oh, yeah. Flying in tomorrow afternoon.
So this is really happening. After 20 years, the Christmas house is coming back.
But it's not just that. Christmas. It's about traditions. This was ours.
And I miss it.
Look, we know you're busy, honey, but this would really mean a lot to your mother. And to me.
Sure. Yeah, I will pack tonight and change my flight.
Thank you, honey.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too.
He puts his phone in his back pocket and walks off the set. Title, The Christmas House. At Valley Regional Airport, T. two young men walk across the tarmac from a plane to the airport.
No updates yet. Has anyone ever actually died from suspense?
You sure you don't want to tell your family yet? I mean, we're about to be in close quarters with them for the next couple weeks. It might be hard to keep this a secret.
Look, adoptions fall through all the time. It's hard enough for us during this process. I don't want to get their hopes up till we're at the finish line.
They clasp hands and walk through the sliding door, stopping suddenly when they hear Mike talking to a ticket agent.
You're out of order.
Handsome Justice. No?
Nothing. Huh. Sir, all I can do for you right now is put an alert in the system. When your bag is located, we'll deliver it to you.
Great.
Oh my gosh, it's Clint Handsome!
Oh, can we get a selfie with you?
Biggest fans!
Yeah.
They take a selfie.
You guys do know I actually have fans.
Besides our parents?
Excuse me, can you move to the side, please?
Yeah. So Jake, you think you're ready for this?
The legendary Mitchell family Christmas house?
No surface, inside or out, left untouched.
The electric bill alone, record-breaking. Construction, painting, hanging snowflakes, glitter everywhere.
And don't forget the trees and tons of indoor fake snow.
But you really think it's going to take all of us 2 weeks to put this together?
He has no idea.
No.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. We need to grab the rental car.
I'll drive. I can do it.
The three men exchange looks. Brandon slowly lifts his bag and slowly hands it off to Jake before breaking into a run. Mike sprints after him.
Jake, can you hold this for a second?
As they race, they spill a man's luggage. Mike hurdles a ticket counter and holds up a hand in victory as Brandon stops to speak to an agent.
Yep, that was him. Clint Handsome.
Now at the Mitchell home, Phyllis gazes at photos of the family decorating for Christmas. Bill checks out the kitchen window before the parents join their children in the driveway.
They're here!
Hey!
Welcome home!
Oh, thank you!
Mike enters a child's room, slowly taking it all in, and eventually picks up a photo from the desk. In the photo, a girl and boy perform a magic act.
The dynamic duo.
We've come a long way since Majestic, Mike. Thank goodness.
Oh, she's back, you know. She moved home after the divorce.
Huh.
Maybe you guys could bring back the old act.
Oh, I think magic was just a phase for us. They don't really hand out cool points to magicians in high school.
Well, I was proud. It took guts to get up on that stage, do those tricks, and you guys are great.
Hey, why is Dad's washing here?
He is always leaving this thing around. Honey. I'm so glad that you are here. I thank you for coming home early.
In the doorway, Phyllis blows a whistle.
Family meeting, pronto!
Men,
in the living room.
Got a heck of a task ahead of us. And it's gonna take a strong will and a mighty heart to get it all done.
She's been like this all week.
This is the Christmas house punch list and schedule divided by category and chores for each person.
Wow.
Can I just say that after hearing about the famous Mitchell Christmas house for years, I am so honored and thrilled to be part of this operation.
Thank you, Jake. Have I told you lately you're my favorite son-in-law?
You might be your favorite son, period, if you're going to be this peppy.
All right, guys, I need you to focus. Come on, Bill.
Who taught Dad PowerPoint?
I took a class at the library.
In the beginning, it was nothing but a dream. A dream inspired by the Hudson Valley holiday house tours and a desire for dazzling decorations that would outdo them all. But no dream can become a reality without someone to lead the way.
And so, family, without further ado, I give you Mom.
Step one, clean out. Now, Mike, you and your dad are going to pick up the truck so that we can load it up and get the decorations in here.
You guys still have those decorations? Some of those have got to be, what, 40 years old?
So is your sense of style, but you don't hear us saying anything about it.
Hey, it's part of the charm of it, bringing back the old favorites.
Step two, set up the animatronics and start hanging the ceiling ornaments. Mm-hmm. Step three, the trains.
Trains?
They have their own room.
Step four, hang the garlands and trim the trees. Now, Mike, I'm putting you in charge of those. We need a firm needle and 6 to 7 feet tall in a gently sloping triangle shape. And you remember what I taught you is the most important thing about choosing a tree.
A sturdy limb is perfect to trim.
You know, in my opinion, 1997 was our best year. It was just great attention to detail. And Mike, you really delivered on the garland fluffing. It's just quality fluffing.
Thank you.
Brandon, I need you to step up this year. Make me proud, buddy.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's with the,
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep on the couch, and Brandon thought it would be a fun idea to maim me.
No.
It's called manscaping.
All right. Step five, snow. Lay the snow. Garnish the rooms. Step six, outdoor lighting and figurines and the staging. And I'm so excited about this because you know what they have now that we didn't have when you all were young. Inflatable yard decor.
Oh, boy.
Step seven, that's cookies and the candy cane.
That's my favorite part.
Well, good, because you're going to need to make 12 dozen of everything this year.
Question?
Yes, Brandon.
Will Majestic Mike be performing?
Oh, Majestic Mike. He was a neighborhood favorite.
No, thank you. I hung out my cape.
Well, we still have time to change your mind. So, you guys got your marching orders. We start tomorrow bright and early. Any questions?
I, for one, am honored to participate.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Fun, it'll be fun.
Christmas waits for no man. Let's do this.
She smiles as the men leave the room. Now Mike yawns as he enters the kitchen in clothes too small.
Most of this already scheduled and...
Tell me there's coffee.
Mike. Mike, honey.
Do you guys have oat milk? Or any dairy alternatives?
Mike Mitchell, you've gone totally Hollywood.
A quick flash to the magic act.
Andy Cruz.
Hi, Mike. Nice outfit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the airline lost my luggage. What are you doing here?
Mike.
I'm sorry. I just didn't expect to find Andy Cruz in our kitchen
this morning.
We're staying at my mom's for now.
Ha! Ah, you're next door.
Just like old times.
Andy's son, Noah, is at my school. Can you believe the timing? If I had stayed just one more year, we could have been there together.
No. Well, if you were still working, who would oversee the Christmas house?
Ah.
Roped in like the rest of us.
Are you kidding? You couldn't keep me away. This is the best part of Christmas.
Okay, Andy, this has been fun. Really good to see you again. But I've got to run, put on something, literally anything else.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Andy Cruz.
Mike edges out of the room. Through the window of his old bedroom, Mike sees Andy button up the coat of a child.
Your father's downstairs, ready to get the truck.
Was that really necessary? Okay.
Mike and Bill walk on Main Street.
They're still doing the same show.
Every year. Hey, remember when you were the head elf? You wouldn't stop taking curtain calls. Elena had to literally carry you off the stage. Should have known back then you'd become an actor.
Is Andy's mom still running the place?
Oh, yeah. And she's very proud that one of her performers now has his own TV show.
Hey, I get the sense that this whole Christmas house thing is more mom than you.
No, we both wanted to do it.
Just seemed like a sudden decision when normally you guys were such planners.
Well, it's not just your mother and me. It's for everybody. But it would be nice if your brother and you would maybe try to make this a special Christmas for your mom. There have been a lot of changes this year, and I think it's hard to adjust.
I thought she'd be happy to be retired. You were.
I was. I still am. But your mom and I are very different. We are so happy to have you boys home.
I'm happy to be home. Hey, I saw Andy this morning. Did she come by a lot, or?
Is that you asking or Majestic Mike?
I was just surprised, that's all. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
I'm surprised you two haven't stayed in touch. You share a lot of history.
Yeah.
Loading a truck.
Careful, guys. That's my favorite.
That's also incredibly heavy.
Because it's real oak.
I don't remember this weighing so much.
Because I bought it last year.
I don't remember this being so hard.
Me either. All you used to care about is who could get the most boxes in the truck in the least amount of time.
The boys look at each other, slowly set down the table, and then Brandon cracks his neck before they run off.
Winner gets 20 bucks.
Bring it.
Oh, I hope you both have sons one day.
Andy arrives.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Come bear and coffee. Oh,
how neighborly of you.
I'm sorry it's not a fermented chia seed smoothie or whatever celebrities drink.
Don't knock until you've tried it. I'm kidding. Fermented chia seed smoothies, so last year.
I must say, I'm a bit disappointed not to see what other high school clothes might be lurking in your closet.
And I am sorry to rob you of the chance of seeing me in a sweet mock turtleneck. But my luggage arrived. Who are those guys?
I'd like to point out that we're the ones doing the heavy lifting while Mike appears to be on a coffee break.
And I'd like to point out that we're way too old to be tattling.
Andy, hi.
Hi. Surprise. As much as I enjoy moving, I thought that this would make the day easier on all of us. So put down the boxes, take a coffee. I guess I should have brought champagne, but just show the movers what needs to go where.
Oh, we'll show them. By the way, bro, our deal is off. However, I win. Mm. Come on, babe. Boys, follow me.
Well, this was very thoughtful of you, Andy. You didn't have to do this.
Oh, it's the least I could do for my favorite new clients. So grateful for the listing, and I am committed to finding the right buyer.
Mike raises an eyebrow at his parents.
You guys are selling the house? When were you going to tell us you're selling the house?
We were going to bring it up last night, but it was, well, it was so lovely just being together, and we decided to wait, and then we've been so busy today.
I'm so sorry. I assumed that everybody knew.
It's fine. I'm actually relieved that the cat's out of the bag.
And I'll make sure that whoever moves into the house next loves it as much as you do.
I'm still processing. Where will you guys go? Are you leaving town? What's the timetable on this?
Well, we're still working that out.
This is why you wanted to do the Christmas house this year, isn't it? Because this is the last time we'll all be here together.
It's a hard decision, but it's the right one. And we can talk about this later, okay?
Phyllis and Bill leave Andy and Mike alone at the truck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't be too hard on them. It's Christmas.
Thank you for the coffee. And the movers.
Of course.
Mike follows his parents into the house. Brandon and Mike at a storage unit.
You mind if we stop at the store? I told Mom I'd cook. Earth to Mike.
Something doesn't seem right.
What does that mean?
Why are they selling the house?
Downsizing is a perfectly reasonable thing to do. That's a lot of house for two people. The real question is, why are you so upset about it?
It's my childhood home.
It's mine too.
And you don't feel anything about the fact it's our last Christmas there.
Sure I do. But as much as I love that house, it's part of my past. I had my time there, so did you, and now it'll belong to the next family.
Ugh. You think you're so wise.
About time you recognized it. I am brimming with wisdom. I am up to my eyeballs in wisdom. Do you want to hear some more?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Sometimes you look...
All good.
Just saying. Oh, look at muscles.
At home, Mike snaps a photo of the house from the sidewalk. A boy approaches.
You're on TV. I've seen your show.
Yeah? It's always nice to meet a fan.
Well, said I've seen the show. Not that I like it.
Oh.
Andy.
Mike, this is my son, Noah.
Hey, Noah.
He's playing it cool. He absolutely loves your show.
My mom always says she knew there was something special about you.
Your mom said that?
I doubt I said that.
No, you did. You said it when we watched the show last week. You were all like, I always knew there was something special about that guy.
What? He has you confused with someone else.
Must be the other guy from our high school with the TV show.
No. I don't. She was talking about you.
I told him that we were professional colleagues. You know, Majestic Mike, Awesome Andy. That was the extent of my stage career.
So, do you still do magic?
No, not since my stage partner quit on me.
Retired. Okay, bud. It's time for homework and dinner.
Okay. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Likewise.
Oh, see you tomorrow?
You will?
Tree day.
Right.
Bye.
See you, Noah.
Brandon watches his mom in the kitchen.
Okay, Brandon, you just pull this, and this is powdered sugar, and you just pull that handle, okay?
Yeah.
And just pull it. Pull it hard. Pull it easy.
Brandon!
Come back a little more on this. Child
Mike bursts into the kitchen with child Brandon and younger Phyllis.
We'll figure it out. Did you do a double knot this time? Yeah, smart.
Grown Brandon joins her.
Some things never change.
Well, people love my rosettes.
I'm one of them. They're on the menu at the bakery. Tribute to you.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought after all this time in here with me at the holidays would turn you into bona fide professional?
Certainly not me. Remember the first time I made spice bars?
No.
You could have broken a window with those things.
Yeah. Maybe you can come and visit you in Denver after the holidays.
Sure. We'd love having you and Dad, especially during ski season.
I meant just me.
Solo girls trip?
Got the time now. Why not?
Brandon's smile fades.
Hey, you are welcome anytime.
He puts his hands on her shoulders so that she faces him. She returns the gesture with a hug. In the living room.
I sent Mike and Andy to the tree lot.
Hey, Jake, what do you call a Christmas tree that knows kung fu?
What?
Spruce Lee. It's
a dad joke.
Brandon and Jake, I need you to get started on the outside. Bill, I'm putting you on party invitations. That should be easy for you since you're always out and about anyway.
Oh, that's generally what one does when one is retired, and you know I like to keep busy.
Yes, you do. I'm going to organize the inside decorations, and tonight we'll hang the ornaments. Now get out there and make Christmas happen!
On it.
Brandon, Jake, and Bill march out. Andy, Noah, and Mike at a tree lot.
Guys, come on. How about this one? No, this one. Whoa. This one for sure.
Yeah, that's a winner.
That's perfect. Now we just need four more like it.
On it.
You know, being on tree duty with you guys got mad at untangling twinkly lights, so thank you for that.
I thought no one would enjoy it. I did when I was a kid. You know, it really surprised me how you reacted to your parents selling the house. It's been a long time since you lived here.
This place has always been home base. I've moved a lot, but it's just nice knowing it was always here if I needed it.
That's how I feel, too. After the divorce, I couldn't imagine going anywhere else. So, tell me about LA. Tell me about all the glamorous parties that you go to every night.
More like in bed by 9 p.m. every night because of early call times and even earlier workouts with a trainer that does not care if I want a social life. That has pretty much been my life the last 3 years.
Stars are just like us. Except instead of early morning workouts with a trainer, I have a 10-year-old son with soccer practice, homework, bedtime. While other people go out or, I don't know, sleep, I usually catch up on work.
You ever wonder what all the hustle's for?
Hey, guys, I think I found another one.
It's for him. When Noah's father moved overseas, it felt so nice to be in a place that was familiar, you know? Like, people know you and care about you, vice versa. And he gets to experience everything I loved about this place. And I get to experience it with him all again.
Mm. Sounds pretty great.
Mm. Wow, look at this one. What do you think?
Ooh, it's good. Before we decide, choose a branch and give it a little tug. If any of the needles come off in your hand, then you know it's too dry.
Okay.
You get any needles?
Nope. They all stayed on.
Then we got a winner.
Mike's phone.
Hey.
Nice. I gotta grab this.
His producer, on a treadmill.
I hope you're calling with good news.
I wish I was. But I'm sorry to say, Handsome Justice is canceled. I'm gonna keep hammering them.
Do you really think you can change their minds?
Oh, it's Christmas. Anything can happen.
They hang up.
Sorry about that.
Guys, what do you think about this one?
Ooh.
Mike watches Andy and Noah together. At the house, Phyllis opens a red box and lovingly takes out a red ornament. She turns to gaze at the living room. Now a younger Bill and Phyllis are in the same room on Christmas morning. Bill hands Phyllis the red box.
Looks pretty good.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She opens the box and takes out the ornament.
It's beautiful.
So are you.
They hug. The kids tease them.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, you think I should send a letter to Santa about these two?
I think that there is still time to get them on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are nice. Those are nice.
Right here.
Perfect.
The ornament has their names on it.
Watch your head, Mom.
I remember that one from Dad.
Yeah, this is good.
Mike, Andy, and Noah bring in a tree.
Hey, it's not Christmas until the first ornament's on the tree.
Go for it.
But Joy sang the first one.
Eh.
All right, no pressure.
Oh, so that one will be the family tree this year. That one will be the snowflake. And that one will be the toy tree.
Toy tree?
Oh, each tree has a theme. So now we've got to find the ornaments so we can get to decorating. Right?
Okay.
Let's go.
She points to Mike and Andy.
That garland's not going to fluff itself.
At least she didn't blow the whistle.
Yeah. We got to take that thing away from her.
Hey, so after doing this for 10,000 hours, I discovered a little trick. As you work your way down the garland, move each branch left, right, up, and down. That's how you get uniform fluffage.
Fluffage?
It's a technical term.
Andy looks at her phone.
Oh, I swear. It's like clockwork. The only time a client needs me is when I'm busy doing something else. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to go show a house to someone.
Is this an elaborate scheme to get a fluffing garland?
You're not nearly as pompous as I expected you to be now.
Thanks.
Lucky for you, I find it charming. Oh, Noah.
What?
Well, I'll have to take him with me. My mother's volunteering at the library today.
Oh, just leave him here. We'll put him to work. Like our very own little elf. I mean, what self-respecting Christmas house doesn't have its own elf?
That's a good point. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Noah?
Bill arrives with a toy train.
Please tell me you need help with that.
Noah helps Bill, finds magic set.
Majestic Mike's traveling caravan. Whoa.
That's when Mike used to be a big-time magician.
I dabbled.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. Majestic Mike could really pack in a crowd. Your mom was part of the act, too. Her stage name was Awesome Andy. They were quite a pair. They would play birthday parties, and then every Christmas Eve, they would come here to the Christmas house and put on this great, big, fantastic magic show. People came from miles around to see it.
Well, people came for the house. We just happened to be performing in the yard.
Do you guys think maybe I could learn?
Well, now that depends. Learning magic is a lot of hard work.
I can work hard.
It also takes a lot of practice.
I'll practice.
I don't know. Mike, you think he's got the calling?
Only a true magician can know for sure. They feel it in their bones.
Yeah. Feel it. Definitely.
In that case, I'll bet you, if you asked him, Majestic Mike, Mike just dust off his old tricks for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, and a cape. He's definitely going to need a cape.
Yeah, the cape. Definitely.
Outside at night.
Are your parents actually going to put on more Christmas lights than this?
Yes.
I mean, I love twinkly lights, but is there such a thing as too many?
Don't let my parents hear you say that.
This time next year, we're going to be decorating as a family of three.
I hope so.
I can't wait. Did you hear from the agency today?
If I had, don't you think I would have said something?
It was just a question.
Dinner's ready.
Great. I could use some carbs.
Brandon grabs his hand.
I'm sorry. All I've been thinking about is whether the adoption will go through, and on top of that, I'm not there to oversee the bakery renovation. It's nice being here, but the timing isn't great.
Hey, it's so good that we're here. We need some time together, away from work stress and adoption stress, and this is just gonna give us so many great memories and inspiration for when we celebrate Christmas with our kids.
They kiss and gaze at each other.
Do you think we'll decorate like this when we have kids?
Absolutely not.
In the kitchen, a teapot.
Hey, honey, remember when we got this in that little shop in the Berkshires? Tiny place. You were pregnant with Brandon?
That was the little reindeer figurine. We got this teapot when I was pregnant with Mike. And it was in Annandale on the Hudson. That was our last
a Santa
Christmas
suit teapot.
The two of us. I remember because I know how I felt. I was so proud and excited and nervous about the birth of our first child. And so grateful for the happiness that I was feeling. See, this is not just a teapot. This is a part of our family's history. And maybe I'm the only one who thinks it matters, but I do, so. Ultimately, the memory of a thing is really all you have. All right. Let's eat while it's still warm.
On Main Street, Mike passes a bench with Andy's realtor information. He walks into the brokerage with a black case. Andy sits at a desk.
Hi.
Hi, this is a surprise?
I come bearing gifts. Well, no, a gift, and it's actually for Noah.
I recognize that.
Yeah, I figured it was time to pass on to someone who'll actually use it.
Well, you could have just dropped it off at the house.
And missed the look on your face when you saw the old case of tricks? No way.
Noah asked me about stage partners. Apparently, there's a girl in his school that he wants to invite to perform with him.
Go, Noah. I was actually thinking that I could take him by the magic shop. You know, introduce him to the basics, the art of performance. I saw her billboard today. Your competition?
More like domination. She's been the only game in town for a long time, and it's tough to compete.
You know, I could post something on my social media.
About me? You think that could work?
Well, I have 1.2 million followers, so could make a splash.
Thanks. But I'm focusing on building more of a local presence.
Oops. Sorry. I gotta take this. Hello? Okay. Sure. Right now? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, thanks. Sorry, that was my agent.
Oh, you don't have to say that just to impress me.
No, it actually was. There's this work thing, it's a commercial, and they want me to try out some taglines for it as soon as possible.
Taglines for what?
When your odor is out of order, reach for Grift Body Spray. Now in a new scent, Justice.
You can do way better than that.
You're out of order. But Justice never smelled so good. Grift Body Spray. Get yours today. That felt weird. Did it sound weird?
It's all pretty weird.
Ooh.
He reads from his phone.
What's my secret weapon in court? Grift Body Spray. Justice never smelled so good. What do you think?
I think your job is very strange, but I have to admit it was quite entertaining.
Well, then my work here is done. See ya.
Thank you.
Brandon brings the final dish to the dinner table.
Hey, voila!
Oh, honey, this looks wonderful.
Show off.
Can't all be magicians or TV lawyers, Mike.
Mike gave Noah his old magic kit.
Oh, Wow, there was a time I thought that you would never get rid of that thing. It's very nice that you're passing it on.
I told Andy I'd give him a few lessons, help him get his bearings.
When we were in high school, Andy broke Mike's heart.
No, she didn't. We were friends.
So you're helping her kid to learn magic because, as a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
See? He's not just a nice guy on TV. He's one in real life, too.
Thank you, Jake. Actually, I wanted to tell you guys, the network canceled Handsome Justice.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, it's fine. This is the gig. You know, when I get back to LA, I will look for the next job. But for now, I am just grateful that we can enjoy the holiday together as a family.
Oh. Sorry, honey.
Yeah. Thanks. Wow.
Bill and Phyllis exchange a look across the table.
Come on!
Noah and Mike enter the magic shop. Jim greets them from behind a counter.
Whoa, this place is so awesome!
Greetings, magicians, and welcome to Marvelous Jim's Magic Shop. And how can I help you on your journey through the illusionary arts?
We are looking for some beginner's tricks.
Ah! Just one second. I know I have something.
He pulls out Christmas-themed cloth, folds it into a pocket, and inserts a watch.
There we are. There we are.
When he unfolds the cloth, the watch is gone.
Whoa!
Mike and Noah applaud.
Can I learn how to do that?
Of course you can. But first...
Jim pulls the watch from Noah's coat.
What?
You'll have to find your own very special pocket watch. Now, what do you call yourself?
Noah.
Numinous. Noetic. Nifty. Oh! Noah the Nimble. Yes, that's it. Now, if you'll kindly walk this way, young mage, I know just the thing for you.
Jim winks at Mike as he leads Noah deeper into the store. Mike notices an elf suit. He grins. Andy gets notifications. She looks at a video with Mike in a Santa hat and Noah in an elf suit.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home this Christmas season, give yourself the gift of a realtor who will make your dreams come true. Andy Cruz Homes. Come home for the holidays.
Fancy cookies.
Hey, those are for Santa. You're out of order.
Sustain.
Andy laughs and puts her head in her hands. Phyllis answers the door to Noah in a top hat.
What a wonderful hat!
He waves a wand that turns to flowers.
Oh, why, thank you!
I'm here to audition.
Come right on in.
Noah performs for Mike and Bill. Phyllis remembers a time when Mike practiced.
Silver dollar. Ordinary glass.
Whoa! How the heck did you do that?
A magician never reveals his tricks.
Oh, I see. You know, Mike, a lot of magicians have, like, a helper or a partner to do tricks with them.
They do?
Oh, yeah. So if you know somebody or you find somebody that, you know, might be a good partner, you could ask them to join your act. Because magic is really something to be shared, you know? It's a lot like Christmas.
Back in present day.
So what do you say? Can I perform at the party?
Absolutely.
Yes!
Mike and Andy fluff the garland on the floor in the living room.
So, you haven't mentioned the video.
The video? What video?
Come on, the one I posted? How have you not seen it? It has over like 100,000 views.
Oh, yeah, that video. Yeah, it was cute. It would be nice if the face of my business was actually my own.
Okay, I hear that. This was just to get everyone's attention. The next one?
The next one?
We do together.
I have an idea.
Lay it on me. I'm all about collaboration.
How about I have my people call your people if I want your help. Okay?
Okay. Mike and Bill walk on Main Street.
Have you and Mom started looking for new places yet?
We can't really think about that until the new year.
It's hard to imagine you guys in a different house.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, do you really want to sell?
Well, I want your mother to be happy.
Is everything okay?
We'll be.
Mike brings decorations to the front of the house, joining Brandon.
Do you think Mom and Dad are acting weird?
Weird how?
Selling the house, not telling us about it, not having a plan for when they move. Doesn't seem like them.
Typical Mike.
What does that mean?
Sometimes you look for problems where there aren't any. Could it be that what you're really feeling is your own unfinished business with a certain girl next door?
Dude, would you quit with that? No. This is supposed to be the Mitchell family Christmas to end all Christmases, and I don't know, I just feel like things are off.
So you don't think this has at all to do with the fact that suddenly you're around Andy again, like old times, you're available, she's available? I mean, you got her kid doing magic tricks for crying out loud. This has got second chance written all over it.
Yeah, well, how can there be a second chance when there was never a first one?
Well, maybe this is your second chance at a first chance.
No, with everything going on right now, I can't even think about that.
Hey, this is our last Christmas here. I know you got a lot on your mind, but try to be in the moment, okay?
Okay?
Ow!
Okay?
Okay.
I played softball.
Oh! Mom!
The family is together in the kitchen, along with Andy and Noah. They are baking and making a gingerbread house.
That's really
good. I
know, good. But I don't know where to put it.
Mike,
there's no place to put it.
It's great.
It's like a little present. Maybe I could...
So good.
Look at these trees that I made.
Want some more?
Oh, you're going to eat that?
Your baking skills.
Oh, you put your baking skills right, Dad, huh?
Yep.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Phyllis stands outside with a decoration and wipes her eyes with a tissue. Mike joins her.
Hey, the Christmas mouse.
Yeah. Do you remember how we used to hide her all over the house for you kids to find?
Mm-hmm. Except for the year when you hid her and forgot where.
Oh, right, and then we had to start writing it down after that. You know, I had another one at school, and when I was principal, I used to hide her in a different classroom every day, and the kids would have to find her. It's so strange to drive by there and know that somebody else is watching over it.
You worked hard for a long time. Must be nice to have a break.
I'm not on a break. It's done. Your dad made it look so easy to retire. Well, you know, when you're raising kids and you're both working, you're focused on the same things.
Is that why you guys are selling the house? To get a fresh start?
Well, we need some perspective, so we are going to move into separate places after the holidays. Now, I don't want you to say anything about this, please. Because we want everyone to enjoy this holiday together, right?
It's not one last Christmas, house. That's one last Christmas. I'm sorry, Mom.
He hugs her. The lights suddenly spark and go out.
Oh!
Bill runs outside with a fire extinguisher, sprays the damaged decorations.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term silent night, huh?
Phyllis hides her face. The sun's look on. The next morning, the decorations in the yard are in disarray.
Look, all I'm saying is postpone it. Bring back the Christmas house next year.
They're selling the house. It won't be here next year.
But we can postpone that too.
Should we cancel?
Dad'll be so disappointed. He's so excited to show his friends.
Yeah, but we can't host anybody if we don't have electricity.
We'll figure something out. We can't cancel the Christmas house. It means too much.
Jake and Bill enter.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Action ticket.
Oh.
My hero.
That's your hero. Well done, well done.
Hey, not sure how long that's going to last, but if we keep the animatronics off, it should hold. We lost a lot of bulbs, though.
Well, I know a guy who can patch it. We can always use a generator as a backup.
Okay. We can make it work.
We have to. At least we have to try.
Dad, make a list of all the people we can ask for decorations and supplies. Handsome one, handsome two, you're on cleanup duty, and I'll get started with the repairs.
Don't worry. We got this.
Phyllis hands Mike the whistle. Brandon warns him.
Don't you dare.
There you go, babe.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Put something underneath it.
Some handy work?
Yeah.
Andy joins Brandon and Jake.
Well, I hope you guys are working up an appetite because my mom's been cooking all day to get ready for tonight.
Ooh, tamale night. Now that is a family tradition I can get behind. You know, every year I ask your mother for the recipe, and every year she turns me down.
Family secret, sorry.
I've actually been working on this idea for a masa scone. Nothing? No. Okay, masa croissant?
Ooh, I know, a masa donut, huh?
Does anyone ever tell you that you do too much?
All the time.
Feel at home.
Hey, honey, I've written up a list of people I want to call for decoration stores, too. Is there anybody you'd like to add?
What about the Kendricks?
Oh, they moved to Florida 3 months ago.
They did?
I didn't tell you?
Guess not.
It's not like it wasn't a purpose, honey. I just forgot.
We used to tell each other everything.
It's not like I'm trying to keep things from you. You were busy with your work, and so I found things to do, things I like doing. And I think you should find things you like to do, you know, now that you're free.
We used to be in sync. We're not anymore. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. The Christmas house is coming along, the boys are here, and aside from some electrical damage, it's shaping up to be a perfect Christmas. Can't we both just enjoy it?
Yes. But a perfect Christmas is not going to solve our problems.
At Andy's home, the Mitchells come in as the Cruces work in the kitchen.
Mom, they're here.
Oh, just in time.
Hey, hola, hola, ¿qué tal?
Bienvenida.
Hi. Oh, you look beautiful. It smells so good in here.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
See this. Brandon and Jake show off Christmas aprons.
Oh, thank you.
Even though they are big. They still feel like kids to me.
It has been a long time since I've done this.
Ah, and when Mike and I were your age, Mama never let us spread the masa.
Because you were too messy. Too busy making each other laugh.
Oh, and tamales are serious business.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay, so what do I do here?
All right, you need a spoonful of that and then spread it on
okay,
there.
Okay, spread it on there. Well, you know what they say, Noah.
What?
Here today, going tamale. That's a dad joke. Here today, going tamale. Today, tamale.
Okay. It's okay. No, I don't get it either.
Okay.
Noah doesn't smile.
You know what I always say? Dessert is the best part of every meal.
Homemade muñuelos and abuela's spicy hot chocolate.
I will never forget the first time I had this.
You sneezed for an hour because of the chili powder.
You were so upset because you thought you were going to sneeze forever.
Elena, thank you for all the delicious food.
Anything for my favorite TV star.
She's also a big fan of cat videos, so don't let the adoration go to your head.
Cat video lovers are a key demographic for me.
I'm so happy the Christmas house is back. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, we're excited too. We only have a few days left.
And we'll have our first official Christmas house visitors. That is when it really starts
Bill
to get
smiles,
real.
But Phyllis looks solemn. Mike puts a blanket over Noah, who's asleep on the couch. Andy joins him in the room.
He's really taken to the magic.
Yeah. Did he ask Rose to perform with him yet?
Not yet.
He just has to work up the nerve.
Yeah. Remember when we performed on the Christmas stage for the first time?
the disappearing watch trick when I lost Mr. Nicholson's watch. You know, I spent 3 months actually believing I had magical powers. Until the snow melted and we found it in the yard.
Well, I believed it too. I hope the magic was real.
I'm just glad that you decided to stick around, even after you realized it was just a vanishing trick gone wrong.
Me too.
Her phone.
Sorry.
Her eyes widen.
It's an email from Gail Sterling. She saw the video. What do I do?
Write her back.
Oh, she wants to know how I know the guy from Handsome Justice.
He folds his arms and grins. Andy laughs. Later, Mike remembers boxing a necklace. He shows an empty box to Andy.
I'm working on a new trick. It's called the Phantom Necklace.
Cool.
He frowns and turns around to tap the box to find the necklace. Another boy escorts Andy out of the room. As he turns to see Andy walk away, present-day Mike looks at the same box. Inside is the necklace with a star pendant. Phyllis waves a headband with antlers in the doorway.
Oh, really?
Ah, today, antlers are mandatory.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I have some news. I know your house is not on the market yet, but I have been mentioning it, word's gotten around, and we got an email from a potential buyer.
Oh, already?
He's local, he absolutely loves a Christmas house. So I can bring him by for a walkthrough, or you can wait.
Yeah, if you're not ready, you can say no.
Mike joins Noah in the decorated room.
You are so lucky to get to live here.
Yeah.
Mike looks about. Now in the yard, Mike throws a decoration down.
You okay, bro? You seem stressed.
You know what? I am stressed. I lost the best job I ever had. Mom and Dad aren't happy. There's something going on with you and Jake with all the whispering. And being around Andy's got me thinking I don't even want to go back to LA.
I knew it. You caught feelings.
It's almost Christmas. Where's the magic, huh? The deck, the halls, all is calm, all is bright holiday joy. Where is it?
Brandon grins.
How are you so calm? Things are literally on fire.
I'm calm because I'm the guy that's come this close to being a father 3 times, only to have the adoption fall through. Jake and I are waiting to hear on another one, but we don't want to tell you guys until we know for sure.
You guys are adopting?
We're trying. But I've had to learn to let things fall apart and then pick up and keep going. And what you realize is it may hurt, but you will get through it. Maybe it's time to dust off the old journal. Write some poetry about the magical girl next door.
You read my journal?
You expected me not to.
Mike finally laughs.
You're gonna make a great dad.
Mike walks to Brandon to hug him.
Thanks. You're gonna make a decent uncle.
Thank you.
Bill and Phyllis in the kitchen.
A buyer's coming over now?
It's just a walkthrough.
Yeah, but what if he makes an offer?
Well, then we'll discuss it. Look, we agreed that it's time for a change.
Well, I know, but it's all happening so fast.
It seems fast to you because you're not the one making all the arrangements since you're so busy with your new friends and your clubs and...
Are you upset with me because I'm seeing friends taking yoga and hiking?
No.
But the changes that you have made in your life, well, I want those as well, and this is the first step.
Jim is at the door when Phyllis and Bill answer. Mike follow.
Welcome.
Oh, the famed Christmas house. What an honor.
Marvelous, Jim.
Indeed. Ah, we meet again. I've admired this house for some time. How fortuitous to learn it's come on the market.
Shall we start?
Enchanting.
Why don't I join you?
Had a big leak in here. Old pipes.
The plumbing is solid, and Inspector can verify that.
Mike follows Andy and Jim.
Mold. You can smell it if you really get in there.
There's no mold.
You believe in ghosts, Jim? Oof, have I got a story for you.
All right. Why don't you wait here?
What? I'm just trying to be helpful.
For some reason, I really doubt that.
She scowls.
Thank you so much. That was absolute Christmas catharsis. Thank you.
Andy sees Jim off before returning to Mike in the driveway.
Ghosts.
Seemed only fair to tell him.
Tell him what? That when you were 11, you thought you heard a noise in the middle of the night?
Everyone was asleep. You explain it.
There are like 50 other things that it could be before ghosts.
Is he gonna buy it?
Your parents haven't even put it on the market yet.
I think we all need to slow down.
Mike, I am not gonna steer your parents into a bad deal or rush things with them.
You want me to call him? Tell him I made up the mold?
Just wave your wand and tell him it disappeared. On that note, I'm going to have a glass of wine as big as my head.
You want some company? My treat?
That'd be nice.
At a restaurant, Mike slides a coin off their table, then reveals an empty palm.
I thought you didn't do magic.
I don't. That was nothing.
You decided you weren't going to be a headliner in Vegas?
A real loss for show business, I know.
I did wonder, though. You know, I thought we were in it together, and then, poof, you were done.
Well, you were moving on. I figured I should, too.
Moving on?
With Troy Parker.
Troy Parker?
I had a gift for you. A necklace. And I was just about to do this trick to surprise you with it, but it got jammed in the box. And by the time I got it unjammed, you were across the room with Troy. And then he became your boyfriend, and that was that.
Andy looks down briefly.
I also have a confession. I have watched every episode of Handsome Justice.
Really?
Yes. My favorite one is where you defend the dog accused of murder. I saw it twice.
I am flattered.
You should be. And even if you're not performing with me, I am glad that you didn't quit altogether. Besides, I always wondered about you.
Me too.
She checks her phone. Now at the office, Andy with Bill and Phyllis.
The good news is he's interested, but he does want to put an expiration date on his offer. In his words, the ticking clock can be a friend to us all.
Let's list the house now, today. Well, everyone's already coming over for Christmas Eve, so it's practically an open house.
You sure you're ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then the Christmas house is officially for sale.
Thank you.
Bill stands and leaves. Phyllis remains seated. Mike's phone. His producer.
Hey, how are things in sunny California?
Well, I think they're fine, but surprise. I'm actually in New York.
What? Why?
I have a meeting with the network, and I think you should come.
When?
day after tomorrow.
Christmas Eve?
I know, and I know it's last minute, but I begged to get in before they close for the holidays. I think they thought giving me that time slot would deter me.
Kathleen.
Help me make a case to them to keep the show. You being there can make a difference. Mike?
Okay.
Great. I'll see you then.
Phyllis overhears and shakes her head.
You have to work on Christmas Eve?
The timing's terrible. I know, but I gotta go and fight for the show. Look, I'll be back on the 5 o'clock train. You won't even know I'm gone.
Phyllis eventually smiles. Andy stands outside with the men.
A stage, huh?
For the live music, the magicians.
Just when you thought the Christmas house couldn't get any Christmas housier.
Wait, did you say magicians plural?
I did. Awesome Andy and Majestic Mike for one night only. Assisting now the Nimble, of course. What do you think?
That's inspired.
Do you need costumes and props?
I got a guy. I'll make a call. You in?
Absolutely.
Andy and Mike leave.
We'll just stay here and, you know, get all the real work done.
These are from Elena, the props from the theater.
Oh.
I got more outside.
Hey, you surprised me today.
Bill and Phyllis in the house.
When you told Andy that you want to list the house.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, then, that's what matters most to me. I'm trying, Phil. I'm really trying. I just want us to be us.
Yeah, me too.
Better get back and work on the outside lights.
Don't forget your gloves.
Mike and Noah.
Stop.
Put it in there.
Mike returns card to deck.
Now, watch this.
Noah turns, riffs the deck of cards, and returns to Mike with a stocking. Mike reaches in and pulls out a small wrapped box.
Open it.
He opens the box to reveal his card.
Well done. Excellent utility prop work.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, me too. But that's okay. I always get nervous before performances.
You do?
Sure. But I tell myself that nervous and excited are almost the same thing, so be excited instead.
Okay.
Hey, dinner's almost ready. Why don't you conjure yourself some homework?
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mike.
Andy joins Mike on the love seat.
He's gonna knock him dead.
It's been happier in the last 2 weeks than he has since we moved here.
It's the magic.
And that's because of you.
Well, I like hanging out with him. With you, too.
You really are a born entertainer. I used to think it was just because you loved being the center of attention, and maybe that's part of it, but you do bring a lot of joy.
I may not always go about it the right way, but that is the goal.
You know, I'm not sure that I ever thanked you for posting that video.
I should have asked your permission.
Next time.
She leaves. He smiles to himself as he checks out the magic trick box.
Man.
Now outside, Mike joins his father putting lights on a tree.
Want some help?
Hey, just like the old days. You coming back from dinner at the Cruises, me working out in the yard. Yeah, there's a bunch of lights in that box right there. I could use the help.
Noah really likes the magic.
That sounds familiar.
You know, it never occurred to me until now, teaching Noah these tricks, that you must have spent hours learning them yourself so you could teach me.
Are you kidding? I loved it. I'm gonna miss this place.
Hey, Mom told me about you guys taking some time apart.
Oh, she did, huh? Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, well, you know. Over the course of a life, people change. It's natural. This will change. I got so caught up with the new things in my life that I lost sight of what's important. And now I remember.
Remember what?
I don't need this house. Or the routine. I just need us. Our family. My wife. And I guess I've done a pretty lousy job of showing her that.
You gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You gonna stand there all night? You gonna help me with the lights?
There you go. Yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Inside, Andy turns a corner and sees a picture of herself and Mike. She replays the scene with Mike from her point of view.
I'm working on a new trick. It's called the Phantom Necklace.
She repeatedly looks up as he fumbles with the box. Just before he turns to investigate the box, she leans into him, but moves back when he turns away. When another boy joins her, she leaves with him. Back in present day, Andy's mother comes into a hallway.
It's nice you guys are back together. On stage, I mean.
Yeah. It's nice to be back.
And then when you hear the applause, take a bow. Great. And if you get nervous?
You mean excited?
Right. What do you do?
Picture the audience with big red Rudolph noses.
I think you're ready. Oh, wait. I got something for you.
Mike uncovers a professional sign reading Noah the Nimble.
Wow.
That's really amazing.
Mike checks his phone.
What's wrong?
My meeting tomorrow. I had hoped it would be in the morning, but it's set for the afternoon.
Don't worry, Mom. Mike said he wouldn't miss my show for anything. So he won't. Right, Mike?
Right. Yeah. It's just a quick trip. Later, buddy.
I think you guys are going to get a whole slew of offers on the house tomorrow.
Yeah, a Christmas Eve open house party is actually a great idea.
Well, we sure went out with a bang.
Yeah, you sure did.
Guys, I talked to Andy yesterday about a property. It's a house. It's on the Hudson in Annandale. And it's a fixer-upper. And I've asked my favorite contractor if he would help me with it.
She eyes Bill.
Well, I want her to be happy and I want to be happy, so we've decided to be happy together.
It's a project that we can share.
He kisses her hand.
That's great.
Jake stands in a doorway with his phone, staring at Brandon.
Really?
Really?
Brandon's eyes widen. He jumps up to hug Jake.
We're having a baby.
Our adoption finalized today. I've been close before, but that little boy's coming home.
We're grandparents.
We'll have to baby-proof a new house.
Now who's your favorite son, huh? The one who's leaving you on Christmas or the one who's giving you a grandchild?
You!
It's Mikey, huh?
The whole family joins to hug.
Well, can I at least wear my cape?
No, capes are not for sleeping. Besides, you don't want it to get all wrinkled for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, off to bed.
Noah gets under his covers. Andy sits on the bed.
I'm so proud of you, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're the bravest person I know.
I am?
Absolutely. A month ago, you were just a regular kid. And now you're a magician. with a cape and everything.
Mike told me my job tomorrow is to have so much fun on stage that everyone watching will have fun along with me. He said that's why he liked performing with you, because you were the most fun.
He said that?
She smiles and looks away, remembering a moment on stage with Mike.
Mom, I'm all tucked in. Can you please turn off the lights?
Yes. Great. Yes, sorry.
Love you.
I love you, buddy.
Mike steps outside the house in a suit and coat. He walks among the decorations covering the yard, leaving by the sidewalk. Now he is in the waiting room of an office with his producer as a custodian sweeps the floor. An assistant arrives. They go into a conference room.
We've been waiting an hour. I got a train to catch.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Come on in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry we're starting late. Things always get crazy the last business day before the break. I'll get right to it. You're not canceled. Yet. The guy who wanted to cancel the show, he's gone. We want to keep the show, but only if we can find a way to freshen it up.
That's great.
We're very happy to get a second chance.
Mike grins. He imagines Andy decorating a tree, smiling, laughing, and tucking a lock of hair behind her ear.
My flight doesn't leave until 8, so why don't we start now? I mean, we've got some great ideas.
Great. Let's hear them.
Okay, fresh new look. I'm thinking we show a little late on the side. We think we could utilize the international locations to draw a larger audience.
We've seen that before, though. Let's circle back to this doctor lawyer thing. I mean, has that been done before? Sort of like a Jekyll and Hyde
thing,
right?
I'm so sorry, but I have to go.
Mike, we are so close.
I know. And I'm sorry, but you see, my family does this thing on Christmas Eve, and it's happening right now. This show meant everything to me, and I'm so grateful to you, Kathleen, and to everyone at the network. But this isn't where I'm supposed to be tonight. I'm supposed to be with the people I love.
He hesitates but rises.
I really hope you give the show a second chance. But my second chance is waiting for me upstate. Merry Christmas.
He leaves them at the table. Back at the house, the yard is crowded with children. The family serves drinks to the throng of people.
It's Christmas!
Here you go, guys.
Hey, it's Tess!
For you, and for you, keep coming.
Oh, yeah, come to them, too.
I want to get this done.
Hi, guys. Merry Christmas to you!
Hi.
Proud of you.
Welcome to the Christmas house.
Noah comes in, followed by several children. The children visit all the rooms, marveling at the animatronic skaters, the simulated snow, the decorated trees, and the toy train. A life-size Santa greets a pair of kids. In the yard, Jim acts as DJ, swaying as he starts up some music. People mill about, drinking and laughing.
What if Mike doesn't come?
Don't worry, buddy, he'll be here.
You sure?
Andy and Noah near the stage.
Go on, have fun.
Okay, I will.
Jim joins Andy.
Quite the night, my dear. Quite the night.
I'm so glad that you're enjoying yourself.
Well, the clock has ticked its last tock, which means I'm ready.
I'm sorry?
I'm ready to buy an all-cash offer right now.
Andy's eyes widen, and she smiles broadly. Elaborate Christmas lights and decorations.
An all-cash offer?
Really?
Wow. I know. It's an option on the table. There might be a few more by the time the night is over. Who knows? Has anyone heard from Mike?
Not yet.
Taxi!
Mike hails a taxi coming around a corner. Phyllis joins Andy backstage as Noah stands ready.
Boy, it feels like yesterday when that was you and Mike.
Well, if you would have told me I was going to be moving back here and doing magic at the Christmas house, I would have never believed you.
Life is full of surprises, isn't it? Mm. And we just have to keep moving forward to find out what it's all going to be.
Phyllis hugs Andy. Yeah.
Mike!
You ready?
Yes.
Mike, in a cape, hops on stage.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, gather around.
Oh.
Bring it on in. The show is about to begin. I am Majestic Mike, and I would like you to help me welcome to the stage the astonishing, the spectacular, the neighbor with all the tricks, Noah the Nimble.
The crowd gathers at the stage.
The theme of tonight's show is a little something we like to call Christmas magic.
Noah begins his show by making a flower appear in a clear box. Mike shows an empty tube, then pours candy from it. Noah performs a ring trick and a trick with scarves. Mike makes a candy striped wand appear.
And for our next trick, we need a little help.
Noah takes a girl's hand, and Mike takes Andy's.
Care to join me?
I'd love to.
Phyllis helps Andy remove her coat to reveal a sparkly dress. Mike and Andy get in the cabinet on stage. Noah and his assistant close the large box.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad you could make it.
Shh. Keep it down. I'm getting into character.
As the cabinet is twisted on stage, Andy and Mike stand close in the near dark.
Okay. You ready?
Noah opens the cabinet to reveal Santa. Snow begins falling.
I actually have one last trick.
You do?
Inside, Mike opens the Phantom necklace box.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Should I say some magic words?
Couldn't hurt.
I don't want you to move back to LA.
I'm not.
Mike waves a hand over the box and opens it.
May I?
You may.
The necklace is there. She turns and he clasps it around her neck.
I have waited a long time to give that to you.
When you said you weren't going back to LA, what did you mean? What happened in the meeting?
I don't know. I left as soon as I realized the life I want is here.
He sees her as young Andy.
The snow's coming down.
She sees him as young Mike.
Lots of people around. Baby, please come home.
They look up at some mistletoe.
Church bells in town.
Present day Mike and Andy kiss.
Full of happy sounds. Baby, please come home.
Back outside.
It's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here.
Phyllis joins Phyllis Santa.
That was a surprise.
Hey, hey, I got a million of them.
This is the feeling that I want.
Phil takes a giant snow globe from his bag.
Oh, honey, it's our Christmas house.
We'll always remember.
Thank you.
You know, we're in this together, forever. I promise.
She pulls down his fake beard and kisses him.
You should be here with me.
I got a lot of stops to make. I'll see you.
Bye, Santa.
It's Christmas Day. Oh. Oh. Baby, please come home.
Oh. Oh. Hey.
Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. It's Christmas Day. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home.
Ooh.
Brandon serves breakfast.
Oh, hi, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a seat.
So I have an update. I'm sorry to say that though, there was a lot of interest, we didn't get any offers.
What about Marvelous Jim?
He had a change of heart. I guess his offer magically disappeared.
Oh.
But, there was a new offer this morning and I think you'll be pleased.
Wow. On Christmas Day? You are good.
Phyllis takes the paperwork from Andy, reads it, and suddenly looks up at Mike.
You? You want to buy the house?
I do.
But what about your work?
Kathleen sold a Handsome Justice spinoff that's going to shoot in New York, so I can commute.
Wow.
The life that I want to come home to at the end of the day is right here. And besides, you know, someone has to keep all this going, don't they?
Wow.
Well, offer accepted.
Okay, well then I'll get to the paperwork.
Congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Andy leaves and Mike follows her.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness, we're going to be able to decorate this house forever.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They kiss.
Underneath them is no spark of legs.
Brandon and Jake pose with a child.
Cozy little Christmas here.
Bill and Phyllis hiking. The whole family at Christmas.
You can't find this feeling.
Mike, Andy, and Noah in Christmas pajamas.
A cozy little Christmas here with you.
The Christmas house lit up in full splendor.
Just you and me under a tree.
A commercial.
A cozy little Christmas here with you.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of Griff body spray. Because even Santa wants to smell nice.
Griff body spray.